ABC Radio Australia.
Me, Didi Lo, come a president, or me glorando this president seat, because me that believe of him, me can fight in corruption, and me can improve the economy of the Bougainville, and me can maintain a good consultation relationship with the Papua New Guinea on an ongoing basis, so that me can agree on the consultation process, your ratification, of course of time, the ratification of the for independence, voting success we had with 98% of people, of population, agreeing or voting for independence. And also me looking at an important block, consultation with the national government, because it is only Papua New Guinea government that has the constitutional and also sovereign right and power to give independence to Bougainville, or does not give independence. You know that any other country to get that power. So we look important for me to become a president of Bougainville, that I maintain a very close relationship, dialogue, consultation with national government. Also the other area we look very important is the human resource development. We look in Bougainville when we are looking at independence and talking about independence. It is not just a word, it's good governance. When we look at the importance of training on human resource global Bougainville, that includes even just farmers, because I'm looking at economical development, global Bougainville, farmers, even business sectors, the youth with the skills that they need to actually involve in economic development. And me looking also very important of maintaining a very close dialogue and consultation with the development partners, and especially align with countries like Australia, New Zealand, even Papua New Guinea, that they actually support us. But what I want to see is that Bougainville must actually be the lead in knowing its needs. Government of Bougainville, if I'm elected president of Bougainville, I must know the needs of my departments, and that means government departments, bodies, institutions, services, and also the community, so that when development partners come, I would actually direct them to address the need that would be seen as the need of Bougainville. So those are kind of areas I'm looking at, and also the infrastructure, development infrastructure, like road bridges, good service now, communication now, those are important when the economy of Bougainville is strengthened. We really see the importance, the need of making sure I would involve Bougainvillians raising economy. And I'm looking at agriculture, strengthening or revising the policy on tax, strengthening the system and revenue from tax, and also tourism. Now, I believe and know because of the coronavirus, the world's economy and collapsed, but that doesn't stop Bougainville. If we elect a president of Bougainville, I want to see that we all actually will strengthen to make sure that farmers actually is supported, growing cacao, vanilla, rice, and initially we can be continuing the sell to Papua New Guinea. And later, if Papua New Guinea and Bougainville, if I'm president, consulted, we can actually look at the export and trade policy, where we can actually export directly outside to be within consultation with national government. So we look at potential of what people in Bougainville. I believe in people development. That's one is a big reason I'm standing as contesting for the presidential seat. Develop people, develop themselves. Without developing people, we cannot develop economy, we cannot develop human resource, we cannot develop infrastructure. So these are my values and my priorities that I see as the reason why people stand up and contest the presidential seat.
Now, Ruby, me get them asking Ken, when I'm thinking blue long mine long Bougainville, am to become a need long plan and look out blue long growing economy long Bougainville, or you like putting priority long agriculture and tourism past them?
Me by putting piracy, lomi lo desplas tripla, mito ke agriculture, tech, and tourism, because they are achievable, they are measurable. Mining and another something in the environment too, it will displace people, and usually in mining, there's only few that benefit. And by destroying more environment and people. So I would see mining and something behind. I would see even a small-scale mining maybe in the future, but I would rather promote what is sustainable, what is safe for the environment, what is achievable, what is measurable. That's a kind of focus me looking your economic development goal and the priority areas.
Narubi, you've been contested the seat before or now in first time, Blue? You give me the story on how you go into the politics.
Okay, thank you very much. No, I have never contested for the presidential seat, but I did actually contested early 2005 for the first house. I stood down for the regional seat for women, and we didn't come up number three, right? Early, and after that I went into community development. I worked on healthy community programs in Bougainville, and then I went to was elected commissioner for the referendum. And after me completed blow up, me looking the need for me to go up to the higher level so I can elevate the standard and the lives and the development of Bougainville to that level was making authority at the presidential seat in the new government.
Now, campaign blue also want to be more all right. You, how you looking more supporters and talk thinking blue supporters and also want
to. Oh, campaign blue is really, really good. I'm getting support because in my healthy community program, I'm working in 12 districts of 14, 10 districts of Bougainville. So I have my program in all the districts. So me to Sanapia, all program blue looking need to support me so that when I am up there, we can continue to support him and raise the standard, the living standard or development to another level. So campaign Blomi and me looking and go good with a lot of support from the community.